B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 5 o'clock hour. Welcome to it. It's Al Powell, 515. Your calls for the rest of the hour as we finish, put the finishing touches on our Flyers teams that we picked versus the ones the audience picked. The 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You can take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors right now. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GoGUIDA.com. All right, so the news of the day, the Phillies cancel all activities at Citizens Bank Park. Two staff members test positive for COVID-19. The clubhouse guy that was working the Marlins locker room and a coach who we believe is the pitching coach, Brian Price. So that means that no games this weekend as the... Toronto Blue Jays were supposed to be here to play a doubleheader. They're actually trying to alter that doubleheader. It may have come off as a 7-inning doubleheader. Like, we didn't even get to that part. But they're saying, no, we're not coming to Philly now because we don't have enough information on whether you've stamped out this COVID since the Miami Marlins had infected the whole situation. So no Phillies baseball until next Tuesday. The Flyers will play Sunday, first game against the Boston Bruins, and then the Sixers open the season against the Indiana Pacers Saturday night. So we still have some things going on. Now, we're talking about, since baseball is in this kind of a stew, what does football do? We're seeing a lot of people opt out of football, including starting running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, returning Super Bowl champ Damian Williams is out. And with this baseball situation, and I believe there will be another outbreak down the road, football has to be studying what's going on here. So it'll be interesting to hear from Sal whether they're thinking of going bubble. Now, they've avoided that at all costs. But at this point, you know, we tossed around the idea that maybe you would have to have four sites throughout the country where you can bubble NFL players. And since there's going to be no fans, what's the difference whether you're playing at your home field or not? So we'll get involved in that. All right, now let's go over the Flyers team. Because I think the audience, I don't know if you can catch up. I got to be honest. So here's the deal. We need three defensemen to pick yet and a backup goaler. They need an entire fourth line and a backup goaler. So what forwards are left and what defensemen are left? We have to come up with three defensemen that we're going to stick in here. So we'll see if the audience can make up the difference. They seemingly trail right now. Here are the teams. Here is our team, as selected by a fair draft, where we gave the audience first pick in every round. First line, Clark, Barbara, Prop. Two pegs of the old LCB line and said it's the what is it? PCB. The PCB line.
I like that.
Yeah, PCB.
Yeah.
All right, not the PCP line.
No,
PCB line.
Yeah.
Second line, Carr, Brindy, and Giroux. And I realize we're nice. Center heavy there, but
yeah.
Two of those dudes got to play wing. Giroux, I got G on a wing.
G's play wing.
I got Carr as the C.
Okay.
All right. I need to have Carr in front of the goaler.
Yeah, although you could do that from, Leclerc did that from the wing for how long. You can have Giroux set him up.
Now, our third line is where we start to make hay.
Yeah.
McLeish, Tockett, Dornhofer is the third line. Our fourth line, the checking line, Danny Briere with the Wayne trade and Podes. I love that line.
It's a great line.
And our defensive pairing, Desjardins with Pronger, and we have Brad McCrimmon so far as the lead guy on our second defensive pairing with Hextall as our goalie. For the audience, Lindros, Leclerc, Leach, powerful. The triple L line.
Fantastic.
Gagne, Richards, Recchi, second line,
still
not bad. Mellenby, Carter, Poulin.
Mm.
It's a fall off.
Can't give those guys ice time.
Yep. Now, their defensive pairings, they go Mark Howe, a team in it, a very mobile defensive pairing there.
That will help. When they're paired with that first line, they're potent.
Gotta get it out of the zone. Mm. Take it down the other end with those two.
Yep.
Joe Watson, Moose DuPont, the stay-at-home duo.
Yeah, slow.
Yes, they are. And the third defensive pairing, Barry Ashby with Shel Samuelson.
It's really slow there, too.
Yes.
Like, that's why a coach would have to come in and separate some of those guys.
Yeah. But that's not the way this works.
No.
Perron is the goalie. All right, let's go back to the phones. And you can climb in at 610-632-0975. Tom in Northeast Philly. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
Before I have a bone to pick with you on the Sixers.
Okay.
Before I get to that, we did the five greatest players that were born in Pennsylvania, and the first four were pretty obvious to us, and that was Christy Mathewson, Honus Wagner, Kobe Bryant, Wilt Chamberlain, and we've on number five. We're stuck between Arnold Palmer, Stan Musial, Concrete Charlie, or Joe Namath.
Well, that's tough. I would go probably Stan.
Yeah, I was going with Stan, and my brother was going outside the line with Arnie because he considers him the number.
Yeah, Arnie. Yeah. Stan and Arnie's tough. Both among the best that ever played.
And, of course, Christie and Wagner make up 40% of the original charter of the...
Yeah, see, I would take those dudes out, man. I don't know from those dudes.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right.
No. Christie Matthews said, come on.
He's right from outside Scranton.
Okay, but I don't know from Christie Matthews to their hottest Wagner.
Oh, my God, Christie Matthews. And they... Frank Merriwell is after him. Anyway.
All right, go ahead, Tom.
Back to the Sixers, where I have a bone to pick with you. Yeah. First of all, I am more optimistic than you are.
Okay.
Even if you're right, though, and Milwaukee Bucks are better, and the Sixers lose a hard-fought series with the Bucks, how can Brett Brown be fired if you, in your heart, believe that the Bucks are definitely better?
It's a very good question. Now, for me to answer that, I would have to say, okay, the Bucks are better, so you have to be, as a coach, craftier. Now, for the entire season, he wasn't crafty enough to get him out of the sixth seed.
Here's what you do. You shorten the rotation. We all know who the top six is, but I'd say number seven, Feibel, number eight, Burks, and you shorten the rotation, and that helps.
Yeah, but you know that's not going to be the way it is because Corky Doodle is in.
Well, I...
The Corkster is in. Don't you worry about a thing.
No, I put him in only if I need a free
he's
shot.
He's in. See, and this is a Brett Brown demise. He's going to have him in the rotation, and that's one of the factors if they don't get out of the second round. That's going to lead to his demise.
So you say Brown still goes if they lose to Milwaukee, even if it's...
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, man. You want to pick a flyer?
You know what? Since I'm not such a big hockey fan, I'll tell you what. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to take my boyhood favorite hockey player, Jean Beliveau.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a flyer?
I know. But I'm taking him.
Jean Beliveau? The Canadians? Beliveau,
the Canadians. The flying Frenchman.
Get out of here.
Can't do that.
Come on.
There
are plenty of third-line candidates available in this draft. Plenty.
Fourth line, I think, right?
Fourth line, I'm sorry. Plenty of fourth-line candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Trent Clarks of the world.
A true Flyer fan has to come up big here. There actually aren't you know, there's some highly rated players that you can select at this point for the fourth line.
I agree with you.
There is one guy I think that the audience is bypassing who was on the Stanley Cup teams. Solid winger.
I have an audio from Carson Wentz.
Oh, yes. Now, Carson Wentz, let's tell the people, he spoke today via Zoom. And Carson, obviously, we were talking about this yesterday, that Carson Wentz was not on the NFL.com's top 100 players. And he was obviously asked about that. Do we have what he had to say?
Yeah, we have his response. And you got to remember that it's Wentz who's speaking. But I think he's trying to say something here.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. You tell me.
Let's see. Let's read in. It's Carson Wentz, among other things he had to say, he was asked about being snubbed on the top 100. Here's his response.
You've seen me over the years. I usually don't get too caught up in a lot of that stuff. When I see it, usually wish I didn't see it or didn't hear about it. But, you know, you can always use anything and everything as just a little bit of extra motivation. So, you know, that is what it is. It's voted on by the players. It is what it is. I'm not going to let that cause me to lose sleep or anything. But I do look forward to, you know, going out this year, showing what I can do with my teammates.
All right. And I see where you're going with that when he goes, I wish I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's feeling slighted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but again, if we talked about it yesterday, whatever people think would help motivate the guy, and we can go through the laundry list. We did Jalen Hurst, uh-huh. Not on the top 100, you know, whatever. Whatever you need for this guy to come out, bottom line is he's got to be in sync with these receivers. And that's the only way we're going to see whether he's an exceptional quarterback or not.
Yeah, and he's bigger this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's noticeably bigger. And apparently he just said, nothing crazy. But,
yeah.
But remember, he only had a concussion, contrary to everybody else in the league who thought he broke seven legs against the Seattle. So he lifted heavy offseason because the year before he had the back, year before he had the knee. Coming back, I don't think he plans on hurting people this year, it looks like.
Yeah.
He's huge this year.
Yeah. All right. We have any other tidbits we can play a little later?
Yeah, we'll have
all right. By the way, our t-shirt winner, Flyers t-shirt winner. Wow. A celebrity won it. Diane Lane won the t-shirt in the 4 o'clock hour. Apparently she didn't get enough proceeds from the movie Unfaithful. she climbed in on the free t-shirt contest. So congratulations to Diane Lane.
Who knew she was a listener?
From Voorhees. Nice job. I was a big fan of hers.
I can see her being your type.
She's Cherry Valance in The Outsiders.
Yeah. I like her. She's
I was
beautiful.
A fan of hers since The Outsiders.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
All right. This is a beautiful man coming up. And we haven't talked to him in a while. But he is, of course, a staple on this particular program on Tuesdays as the football season is coming into fruition here. Let's talk to the man who covers the NFL for ESPN, one of the great reporters in America. He's brought to us by Parks Casino. He is the one, the only, Sal Palantonio. Hello, Sal.
Michael, how you doing, brother?
Well, we're doing good. Let me get right out of the chute. What's kicking around the NFL offices right now in light of what the baseball situation is?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Alan Sills, the chief medical director of the NFL, said today, quote, I am cautiously optimistic that the NFL season will start on time. And I disagree with him. I am very optimistic that the season will start on time. I think the NFL is doing the right thing. I think that the protocol program that they put into place in terms of testing and retesting and retesting, which, by the way, was forced by the players, some of the senior players, mm-hmm. guys like Richard Sherman, J.J. Watt, your boy Carson Wentz, all of these senior players who have a lot at stake pushed for constant testing and monitoring. And the NFL's plan, I think, is a good one. Now, I think what happened with the Marlins, Michael, scared a lot of these athletes straight. Now, it's very bad what happened to the Marlins. It's much, much, much worse than even the most dire predictions, because nobody wants an entire team wiped out. No matter how it was done, it's sad. It's got to be fixed, and the baseball's figured out that some of these players, some athletes, some people just won't do the right thing. And they have to be monitored. That's why Andrew Cuomo's got 90% approval ratings. I mean, come on. So, I think now a lot of athletes are saying it's our personal responsibility. We have a stake in this to do the right thing. We not only lose face and we lose our reputations, we lose money, and so does our families, and we jeopardize our sport. And so I think a lot of players look at that situation and say, okay, now I know what I got to do.
All right. So you're suggesting that they will have learned from this that they go to practice or they go in the locker room, they wear the mask in the locker room, they go to practice, they go straight home, they don't go out at all, and that means their families can't go out either. Right?
Right. So you used the word lesson. And I have avoided that word, but it's true. It's a very, very painful lesson to have to learn it this way, right? No question. We can agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, it is a lesson learned. And talking to players and coaches around the league, it's pretty clear they've seen exactly what's happened to the Marlins and by extension to the Phillies and to some other teams, the Yankees, and how it could have gone way down the line if it wasn't detected in time and isolated. And so, listen, there's a lot of people who are in the military right now who are saying to themselves, you know what, this is what you do. You hunker down, you're separated from your family, you make sacrifices, and they're not getting paid what these athletes are getting paid, and you do what's necessary in order to protect you and your family from whatever's out there. There's an old proverb in the military, right? And, you know, I like the ladies on you all the time. I'm trying to impress you, Michael. Let's just put it right, of course.
Uh-huh.
But this is something my first...
Whatever happened to saluting an officer when he leaves the room. That's you. Every time I'm around you, you leave the room, I salute you.
And we had this thing hanging up in the classroom in San Diego when I first got into the Navy. And there was a sign. It was from Nimitz, Admiral Nimitz, World War II. Quote, very few plans survive contact with the enemy. Ipso facto, you got to be flexible. You got to be ready to come on the Mike Missinelli program on Thursday instead of Tuesday. You got to be vigilant.
All right, so let's get to because these players, are you suggesting that they have to live away from their families?
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that they have to do the right thing by not going to those places.
Okay, that's the right thing. Here's the other thing they can't control. I don't know what's going to happen with schools. Suppose the schools are open. Yeah. The kids go in. They're with people that aren't being tested every day. Teachers, whoever, families, they have a kid. So they're not being tested every day. How could they possibly keep themselves, even if they don't go out to clubs or restaurants or whatever, how could they keep themselves away from the possible transmission when others in their family aren't staying in the bubble either?
Right, so that's it. You know, the NFL and MLB have decided no bubble. So you have to be constantly vigilant, and you have to be flexible. I think there's so many variables, right? I believe the NFL will start on time. I said to you about a month ago, I said, training camp, Mike, will start on time, and the league will start on time. We haven't talked since June.
Yes.
You and I. And I said it in June. Training camp will start on time, and the NFL will start on time. Now, will they complete a full season, which is what you're driving at, will depend on a lot of luck and a lot of vigilance and a lot of flexibility. Now, you see guys opting out, and people are alarmed by the numbers. Well, I don't think you really should be alarmed by the numbers. You got 32 teams, 80 roster spots. That's 2,560 guys in camp. Right now, you've only had about 50-plus players opt out. That's not even 5%. That's a very, very, very low number. We still have 6 days for guys to opt out, but I don't think we'll even get to 5% of those guys opting out of 2,560. So the roster sizes are large enough. See, they put a lot of Richard Sherman, Troy Vincent, the leaders of the Management Council of the NFL, the leaders, the NFLPA, have got a pretty good plan. Like, they really do.
All right. I get it. But now, I know this has all been agreed to. Is it possible, in light of this baseball situation, and I believe the baseball situation is going to get worse. All right, it hasn't been a great team. Okay, so have the NFL call an audible and say, you guys, in order to maintain this protocol that we're trying to save. You all live in hotels.
Well, I don't know if that will happen because the players have already agreed that they don't want to do that.
Okay.
So I have not heard that as an option, no.
All right.
But, you know, here's the real big thing, right? What happened with the Marlins happened on the road. So what happens during the season when these players go on the road? And that's why I come back to, I think a lot of players in the NFL were scared straight by what happened with
all right,
the Marlins.
So they're almost more protected on the road because they're going to be more isolated. If they had the mentality not going out, then they're in hotels or isolated.
Yep, but you're going to have to isolate all the staff in that hotel. All the hotel staff's going to have to be tested. I mean, going on the road for an NFL team, a lot of variables. Roster sizes are almost double.
Yeah.
You got a lot of possibilities. You got an infinite perimeter that you're fighting here, and it's going to be very, very difficult to do. But they have a good plan in place. Let me throw this thing at you that nobody is thinking about. And I got to tell you, there's some guys that, you know, we're familiar with that are thinking about it. And that's people who put down a lot of money on these games. When are they going to test right up to the game? When does that test take place? Saturday, Friday, Sunday morning? When is it released? How reliable it is? Is it? When does the roster change if a guy tests positive? I mean, that is, to me, when you're talking about, you know, gambling is a billion dollar industry in the NFL.
Yeah.
So is fantasy football. Big, big numbers. When are they going to test? Before the games, and when are they going to release that information?
Interesting. It's very interesting. All right, so we got to take a break, but one last question. Your thoughts on the Carson Wentz snub on that top 100 list.
Michael, they gave Ryan Tannehill a spot.
They did, and they also gave Josh Allen and Kyler Murray, who's been in the league for half an hour, ahead of them.
I'm looking at this list. I mean, would you take Kyler Murray over Carson? No.
Yeah, we were doing this yesterday. You wouldn't take Tannehill over me either.
I wouldn't take Kirk Cousins. I would never take Dak Prescott.
Yeah,
over
that
Carson.
Seems to be a test. And
I wouldn't take Jimmy G over Carson.
No, and he's 43rd.
I wouldn't take Deshaun Watson over him. I'd take Aaron Rodgers, Brady.
Deshaun Watson would make me think a little bit. I'll be honest with you.
Breeze, no, I wouldn't.
All right, so you think it's preposterous?
It's a total joke. It's a total joke. And apparently, they released the 10 guys who just missed the cut.
Oh, really? No, and he wasn't one of those?
The 10 guys who missed the cut, and he wasn't one of those.
Get out of here. I didn't see that. That's interesting.
Look that up. Look that up.
All right, brother, listen. Great stuff. We'll look forward to talking to you every Tuesday.
Carson Wentz is in the top five for me. Top five quarterbacks.
Top five. Top five in the NFL. All right. Well, let me look. I'll have to look at that. I'll check that. All right, man. We'll talk to you.
See you.
Sal Powell. Top five, huh? Who did they have in the top five? They had...
Jackson was one.
Yeah, Jackson, Mahomes.
No, Mahomes was
eight.
Four?
It was eight. Jackson was five. Mahomes was eight.
No,
eight.
Jackson was
oh,
one.
Oh, as far as the quarterbacks, yeah.
No,
what?
He was one.
He was one?
Yeah.
No, Aaron Donald was one.
No, he was three.
What list did I look at?
I don't know.
Lamar Jackson was one?
Yeah.
Okay. So who was ahead of him? Jackson?
Mahomes? Was
who was the third guy?
It was Russell Wilson was two.
Wilson. Okay.
Aaron Jackson, Donald was Mahomes. Three.
All right. So the quarterbacks. Jackson, in this order, was Jackson, Mahomes, Wilson.
No, it was Jackson, Wilson, Mahomes.
Okay, Jackson, Wilson, Mahomes. And who was next? Watson? Rodgers, Brady?
Yeah, I don't have the whole list.
All right, so...
Because the top 10...
Yeah, Wentz wouldn't be in the top five. Come on, Sal. Stop. All right, take a break. 610-622-0975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All righty, let's get our final Twitter poll numbers on a Thursday here on the Mike Missinelli Show. Natalie Eganoff, the Twitter poll. Final numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Need a new mower? Or you need other outdoor power equipment? Check out Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone. Safe contactless pickup at Paul B. Moyer in Doylestown, PA. Nat?
Thanks, Mike. 899 votes on this one today. With the current COVID-19 situation in the MLB, are you now concerned about the NFL season without a bubble? 87% say yes, very worried. 13% say no, it will be fine.
Alrighty then.
One more thing, Mike, and this is from Jason Stark, who was on with us yesterday. We had an assumption about who the coach was. I don't think it was that coach, because he's hearing...
Oh, really? It wasn't Brian Price?
Well, this is why I don't think so, because he's saying he's hearing that Phillies players have been told to isolate, if possible, while they await test results and more daily testing. That makes sense. But he says yesterday multiple players were around the coach who learned he tested positive today.
Okay.
So wouldn't that mean they shouldn't play for at least another 5 days? Those particular players.
Yeah.
Now, he's asking a question, but I don't think Price would have been around yesterday if he wasn't around Sunday. Okay. So it must be a different coach.
Okay.
So that's the whack-a-mole you play with this virus. Yeah. Like, when you should have just not have played on Sunday.
Yeah.
A lot of this, not all of it, but a lot of this is solved if you don't play Sunday and don't have the increased exposure. But because they did... all this stuff gets blown up. So,
and they lost, which made it 1-2. And guess who they have to face in their next game, which would be next Tuesday.
Who? Or Monday.
Monday.
Well, they got to face their ace?
Gerrit Cole.
Well, that's a loss. That's 1-3.
That's not a good start.
I mean, unless Nola can do something a little better than he did the last time, they got no shot in that game.
Let's go to Brian in Hazleton. Brian, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Bri?
Hey, listen, I was just going to make a comment about the Flyer, a forward that hasn't been picked. How about Kelly Eklund back in the day with the 80s teams that made those playoffs?
There's a better Scandinavian name I think you're missing. I give you Eklund, but I think like I'm gonna throw you a bone here. How about Ilkka Sinisalo?
You just took the words out of my mouth. I was just gonna say him.
I think he was. No, he wasn't a defenseman.
Wasn't he a defenseman?
No. I think Ilkka Sinisalo is a better name than your guy. But you can have whoever you want. Eklund, I think had the number. I think Sinisalo had some decent numbers.
I think Eklund was a little bit above him in total points for their
career.
Was
he really? All right, I'll give you Pelle Eklund.
But I just thought that he was overlooked because he was an integral point. I don't know if he played on the second or third lines back in the day, but he'd be a good fourth line forward for you.
All right, so you got Pelle Eklund. I'm going to give you another bite of the apple here since you're on a roll. All right?
Okay, go ahead.
So, well, go ahead. You take another. You need another fourth line guy.
Does it have to be a forward?
Yes, because it's a fourth line.
All right, Tockett was already taken, right?
Yes.
Cool.
You can take Sinisalo. I made it easy for you.
Yeah, but that was he was already mentioned. You know what? Here, I'll throw one at you. Maybe you like him, maybe not. How about Joel Otto? Even though he was a center.
All right, I'll give you Joel Otto. Yeah, so that'll work.
All right, but anyway, I just figured I'd give you a shout on those guys.
All right, I appreciate that. Now I don't know that is Eklund better than Sinisalo. Anyway, we can take defensemen. We need three defensemen and backup goalie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to the Stanley Cup teams. Very integral part of that squad. Point man on their deadly power play. How about that Tom Bladen?
Tom Bladen?
Tom Bladen. That's right. Tom Bladen with Brad McCrimmon. You like Tommy Bladen?
Wait a minute. Which Watson got taken?
We gotta take Jimmy.
Sorry, Tommy, you're out.
Jimmy Watson with the beast.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
He was the better of the two, wasn't he?
Yeah, Jimmy Watson. I forgot about him. Yep. Yeah, Jimmy Watson. Oh, definitely.
We're cooking.
Yeah, this is a no mas. Let's go to Mike in Pottstown. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, well, Sal Powell pretty much covered everything I wanted to talk about, and Ty just covered everything I just wanted to talk about, so... I might as well just give you a flyer and be done with it for the day.
All right.
I want to do Pat Falloon.
Pat Falloon on your... That completes your fourth line. Pat Falloon, huh?
Yes.
All right. You can have Pat Falloon. So your fourth line is Pelly Eklund, Joel Otto, Pat Falloon.
Sure.
All right.
Just scored some goals back in the mid-90s there, you know?
You can have them. All right, that's your fourth line. That completes the audience's fourth line. Now, all you need, I'm gonna give you a, we're going to take our backup goalie before you. All right, so I'm going to take a backup goalie here, and I'm taking Pelly. All right, so our goalies are Hextall and Pelly. Now, there's a backup goalie for you. You got Bernie. Who's your next backup goalie?
Should I even say Neil Little?
Not Neil Little. I can't even give you that. There's two candidates here that you can pick. They're fairly obvious. All right, you pick the one. I'm going to give you the two. Boucher or Van Beesbrouck?
I'm going to go Beezer.
All right. Beezer is the backup goalie. All right. So there you go.
Little play for the Phantom.
I'm so thankful that happened.
I thought if no Peter Zezel, but yes, the Pat Falloon.
Yeah,
you
know, he snubbed Zezzy.
Come on.
Yeah, Zezel should have been selected. All right, we'll take a break. We're coming down the home stretch. We still have room to squeeze a couple calls in here. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. '97.5, The Fanatic.
5:45, Mike Missinelli Show. We're gonna complete our team. I believe the audience has completed their team.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, they have. They have lines 1 through 4. They have 3 defensive pairings, and they have their. We need to pick 2 defensemen, and I have the 2 in mind. But first, let's get to Carson Wentz, who spoke today, and had, you know, listen. We wanted to know how he felt about the top 100, but also Jalen Hurts was asked about the correspondence with Wentzy, and Hurts said, "We haven't really had any discussions." And I don't think this is going to be a healthy competition. I think they're going to be snubola to each other.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah, Nate, the question was how will you help Jalen Hurts?
Oh, how will you help him?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I know how I would answer that, but let's see how Carson Wentz decided to answer it.
Yeah, it'll be really the same way I've always been with, you know, my teammates. Shoot, even in the league, you know, helping and working with Nate Sudfeld for the last couple of years. I remember, you know, my time in college when I was able to work with Easton Stick, as a lot of you now know, who's with the Chargers. And so, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be surrounded by a lot of good quarterbacks. And, you know, that's not going to change my approach to the game for personally or for how I'll help him. You know, I'm going to be here for him, help him to understand the ins and outs of the game and ultimately do whatever I can to help the team. And that's to help bring him along as well.
That is admirable. He said the right thing.
I don't believe it for a second. I don't believe any part of it.
You see, he brings up Sudfeld, because Sudfeld doesn't have a snowball chance in hell to be a starter in this league, so it's easy to help that dude out.
Mm-hmm.
And Easton Stick, the same thing. What are they going to do? Was he going to supplant you there at the Coast State?
Exactly.
Yeah, that won't go happen either. All right, well, listen, he answered it the right way.
Yes, because it's a controversy if he says something else.
Right. So yeah. That's all good. All right. Here are the final teams. For the audience, line 1, Lindros LeClaire-Leach. Line 2, Gagne Recky Richards. Line 3, Mellon B. Pullen Carter. Line 4, Pelly Eklund, Joel Otto, and Pat Falloon.
Who?
Yes.
Awesome.
The defensive pairings, Mark Howe and Kimo Tiiminen.
Fantastic.
The second pairing, Joe Watson, Moose DuPont. The third pairing, Barry Ashby, Shell Samuelson. The goalers, Bernie and the Beezer. For our team, line 1, Clark, Barbara, Prop. Kerr, Brindy, Giroux. McLeish, Tockett, Dornhofer. Solid. Fourth line. Briere, centering Simmons, and the bargain of the draft, Bones.
That's a squad.
I snagged them.
Yeah.
That's a squad.
I think we're...
Defensive pairings. Desjardins, Pronger. The Beast, Brad McCrimmon with Jimmy Watson. And our last two, I'm going to go Tommy Bladen and Bundy. Chris Terry makes the squad.
Well, you know, no Penguins are going to score when Bundy's
there
out there.
You go.
Bundy was kryptonite to the Penguins.
It's the third pairing. And Hextall and Pelly Lindbergh are the goaltenders.
I like it.
We win. Dave on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Can you give the audience one executive challenge?
Who do you want to squeeze in there?
I want to get rid of Pat Flynn.
All right, well, let you get rid of Pat Flynn. That's not going to make a difference. Well, take Flynn out.
I cannot believe no one chose the third member of the Legion of Doom, Michael Renberg.
Michael Renberg! I was waiting for somebody to take Rennie. All right, that improves your fourth line a little bit. You got Joe Otto centering Renberg and Eklund.
That's better than it was.
Not bad. Right? You made a big addition there. That's good work by you.
I appreciate it, Mike. I just want to get into that.
All right, Dave. Good work. All right, let's go to Tony on this Papaloon. We hardly knew you.
Amazing.
Come on, Falloony.
I've been waiting my entire life to hear that.
Falloon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports radio.
Right. You remember they had a little grinder, kind of like Falloon, at the same time? Robbie DeMaio.
Yes, Robbie DeMaio. And I'll tell you, I was waiting for Philly to Philly. And whenever we do a draft, we start picking guys that we just were attached to because they were grinders and tough.
Steve-O used to call them. Little Robbie DeMaio. Tony on the cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tone.
Hey, good evening, everyone. There are three names that jumped out at me. I'll just scream them because I know you can't give them all. But backup goalie Pete Peters, 35-game unbeaten streak. Then you've got Ben Wilson as a backup.
I don't think Peters played all those games. I was covering him back then. He was split time with Rick St. Croix.
Okay. Yeah, he did. You're correct. And I said Ben Wilson would be great to have on that.
I love Ben Wilson. I can't believe he wasn't selected. I wanted to take him early. He should be on before Joe Watson.
Right.
Well, off exactly. due respect to Joe. He's a good guy.
Yeah, and the center, Mike, of all centers for the fourth line would be that rat, Ken Linsman.
I was a big fan of him. I love Kenny Linsman. You're right. I probably should have thought of him before. You know what? We had Briere, Simmons, and Podes on our fourth line. We did pretty well.
You guys did real well. But, again, thank you for the call. That's a great thing.
You got it. Yeah, it was fun today doing that draft. And this is coming. The Cuz's Corner returns tonight. Cuz's Corner from Parks.
Yes, it's back. The return.
He's on the road. And then Devon Gibbons will take over here on 97.5 The Fanatic. On NBC Sports Philadelphia, stay tuned for candid conversations about race. And then what? A replay of our show, you think? What do you got?
I don't know because the Phillies game.
That's right.
I didn't get the...
Whatever. Interesting. Probably. It'd be like a grab bag.
It could be. No. It's going to be a re-air of... the Sixers-Memphis scrimmage.
Oh, okay. There you go. Re-air Sixers-Memphis scrimmage. Everybody, have a great rest of the night. And we always tell you, be safe out there. Talk to you tomorrow.